Assalamu alaikum, guys. How you doing? Back for another chat in cars with my good friend, Dr. Lawrence Brown. And when you narrow it down and you come down to the two religions, Dr. Brown, you have Christianity and Islam. These are, as the other day we were refuting the common argument that people say, well, all religions make the claim that they're the truth, and really, when you and then the absolute religions, when you narrow it down, we narrowed it down to really Christianity and Islam, the proselytizing religions that call people to them. When you come down to these two, the ones that claim to be monotheistic religions, will exclude Judaism because they're not really calling people to Judaism to be a Jew. It's more of the chosen people. But when you come down to these two now, what is the main difference between the two? If someone says, okay, I'm going to just go through Jesus to get my salvation, rather than Islam going directly to God?
I mean, first of all, I have to say, obviously, there are a lot more religions out there than just Christianity and Islam. However, the main discussion at this point is between those two religions. And the way I explain it is, it's just... it's like what we're doing right now, driving down the road. If we just pull over the car right now and stop, we didn't get to the destination. Well, that's kind of how it is with the chain of revelation. If you read the Old Testament, the New Testament, and the Quran, you get an impression that there's a continuity in this chain of revelation because there are a lot of similarities now. It's just a cop-out to say one copied from the other. There are historical reasons which are basically proven that it's not possible for one to be copied from the other. And you can visit those arguments if you're interested in my books. But the point just being that, like what we're doing now, driving down the road, if you stop before you get where you're going, you know, you haven't reached your destination. It's the same thing with the continuity in the chain of revelation. If you stop with the prophet before you get to the final prophet, well, your destination is paradise, right? And if you are disregarding, choosing to willfully disregard the final prophet, that's on you. The thing that I find frustrating about this is that when you talk to Christians, they often criticize the Jews for not getting on board to Christianity. I mean, you know, keep in mind, Jesus was a Jew. He was called Rabbi Jesus, okay? Christianity was not Christianity for several hundred years after the time of the mission of Jesus Christ. But, you know, it's related in the Bible that, you know, the story of Lazarus, that when Jesus, by the will of God, raised Lazarus from the grave, by the will of God, Lazarus came out walking, and what happened to the Jews who were there, who witnessed the miracle? Wow, what happened? They all became Christian, right? No. No, half of them declared belief in Jesus, not in Christianity, because again, that came after a couple hundred years. No, part of them declared belief in Jesus, that Jesus was a prophet of God, and the other part ran to the Romans and said that this man, Jesus, was raising the dead by the power of Satan. So some became believers, some became disbelievers. And the Christians tell this story, you know, basically saying how could they be so stupid as to deny this clear miracle in front of their eyes, and yet at the same time, they continue to do the same thing. They see the miracle, the miraculous nature of the Quran. They know the chain of revelation. And by the way, in the Old Testament predicted three prophets to follow. You've got John the Baptist, You have Jesus Christ. Where's the third? You read in the New Testament, where the scholars of the Old Testament, the priests and the Levites, the rabbis and the Levites, they came to John the Baptist when he was preaching and asked him this question. They said, you know, who are you? Are you Elijah? He said, no. Are you the Christ? He said, no. Are you that prophet? He said, no. That's 1, 2, 3. Even in the New Testament, we have evidence that there were three prophets predicted to follow. So if you take John the Baptist as one and Jesus Christ as the second, who is the third? Who's the final prophet predicted in both the Old and New Testaments to follow? So once again, you know, if you're playing this game of criticizing the Jews for not seeing the truth when it was in front of their faces, you can also point this out to the Christians who are telling that story and saying, yeah, well, where are you with this? You know, I mean, you should know. If you don't know, you should know that your own book speaks of a final prophet to follow, number one. Okay, and then number two, you should embrace the evidence that is clear in front of you, just as clear as if Lazarus came out walking, and embrace the final prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. But the way that these things normally go, they have no problems denouncing the Jews, but they refuse to implicate themselves.
You guys keep tuning in. We'll bring you more. Assalamu alaikum.